He enjoyed playing around and meeting people so much that he missed the plane. And I heard him playing Banished Misfortune with Michael Russell.
That's right, yeah. Yeah. Isn't a great place to play in the band, you know, come across them.
Thank you, Mr. like your own music of Sweden?
It's the same way of fiddling for my fiddle. I couldn't tell you none of the instruments
right,
that goes on.
Right,
the style is the same, yes.
Some of the parts of it.
Yeah, they're just relevant.
Yeah.
You have the same kind of emotion in the music
so.
Too. You know, I always feel there's a great bond between the peoples of Sweden and Denmark and Ireland. We have the people from Denmark and Sweden here 1,000 years ago.
One more time, Bonnie.
We didn't throw you out, we just put banners on you.
Oh, that's okay.
You
neighbors. No, that's good, you know.
All right, Tony, I'm a bit lost now, but then I am. They go.
What would you do, Michael?
I'd sing a song about a song that was composed about the first of the 19th century, but I can't explain, you'll know as hard as I sing the song, but what it means like that, you know.
Off you go, Michael.
Oh, boys, oh, boys, I'm glad to meet you. If I had money, trot, I'd treat you. Tis with a song I'd fondly greet you in our own dear land. Do your best for one another. Love your neighbor as your brother. party feelings we must smother in our own dear land. Oh, boys, I'm glad to meet you. If I had money, thought I'd greet you. 'Tis with a song I'd fondly greet you in our own dear land. Now in this age of agitation, whilst we seek home legislation, we're not in the need of separation to ruin our own dear land. Oh, the British Commons, they must own, but they have plenty business of their own. So let us settle all at home in our own dear land. Oh, boys, I'm glad to meet you. If I had money, trot I'd treat you. 'Tis with a song I'd fondly greet you in our own dear land.
Lovely, Michael. That's great.
Well, did you enjoy that, Barney?
I did, yeah. Great. Well, most of them were good, man.
Right.
Yeah, the music and the weather was good also.
Right.
For a change.
Well,
most of the people, Tom, just mind them.
The people. Well, we're leaving Ireland now. We're leaving the town of Venice. We've been here for 2 days. The music, the people, everything has been great. We're leaving Ireland and we're going to play music in the towns and cities of Europe. So we're going to follow the Blue Tower Road wherever the little green linnet brings us.
Right. It's red.
Bob.
Look, folks. Bob.
Thank you. this place is that a number of folk musicians and local people gathered in there some time ago, and it is these musicians and these people you will see in this particular program now. First of all, let me tell you a little about maybe the musicians and what they represent. Irish music is so popular in Ireland that most people consider they know a lot about it, and musicians who are heard like this in pubs, in houses, in kitchens, in public places all over Ireland, they are part of a big community of folk musicians, people who play naturally. They're not pretentious, they play just because they love the music. And in this particular program you will meet a big number of people who are together with the people of the locality. Now, one of the players, his instrument is the concertina. And I remember when I was growing up in the west of Ireland, a concertina, which is a small instrument, a little bit like an accordion, about that size, with keys on each side. This instrument could be found in houses all over my part of the country. And the reason for that was, it was used to play for dancers at house dances every night of the week, very often. And the concertina was kept in one place in the house. It would be used when people gathered in at night time to dance the old folk dances. And when the concertina was worn out of tune and maybe broken after playing every night of the week for a month, a new concertina would be bought after a collection was made by the dancers. Now, I'm telling you that because one of the players tonight, a young man, plays this concertina, and I think it's interesting to know that fact. Other players in this program are Donal O'Connor, who plays the fiddle, Dennis Doody, who plays an old type of accordion, and the program is presented by Dolly McMahon, a singer, who is the wife of Ciarán MacMahona, a very well-known presenter of Irish folk music programs on Irish radio. There are many other people in the program. There is Davy Hammond, who is a producer with the BBC in Belfast. He sings and he plays guitar. And there's a very interesting young lady on the program who plays flute. Her name is Catherine McAvoy. And I think if you see the way she holds the flute on her shoulder, and if you listen to the way she plays, I think you might like what she's doing. But the main thing I'm saying is that here, in this place called Clondra, by a canal bridge, in a pub, a number of people gathered in one night, and their music is now on tape. So I would like to introduce you to this program in a series called A Job of Journey Work.
And I enjoy.